Hello, everybody, and good morning, and welcome to Giants Baseball here from the Cactus League from beautiful, beautiful sunny Arizona. It's the Giants and the Cincinnati Reds today. Game 8 for the Giants. They are 2-5 right now in spring training, and they take on the Cincinnati Reds today. Alex Wood will be going to the hill for the Giants. Yesterday, interesting game. I was out at the ballpark yesterday. They got beat 10-2 by the Guardians. Who are they? Yes, the Cleveland Indians are now the Guardians. And they won 10-2 yesterday. Anthony DeSclafani looked good, hit 94 in the gun, 95. Tyler Beattie had one good inning, then got blasted. Yastrzemski, a two-run homer, and the Guardians won that game 10-2. Sammy Long, two good innings for him yesterday, and four strikeouts. The strength of this Giants team, and that is the starting pitching. And Alex Wood will be on the hill today. But when you look at what the Giants have with DeSclafani and Wood and Rodon and Webb and Alex Cobb, you can see that Farhan has put together this team to pitch. And I said many times, if you pitch and you hit a little bit, you can win. If you hit a lot and you don't pitch, you're not going to win. So it's spring training. And we'll talk a lot about it today when Bill and Kerry come on. We all have to get reoriented, really, to the 162-game season. You know, the last 2 years have been so strange. Of course, they jammed 162 in last year, and then before that we had 60 in 2020. But this 162, we have to remember, it's a marathon. Yes, Marty Lurie said it. It's a marathon. It's a mosaic. We don't know where the story's going to go every day. And if you start off 10-14, it's okay. Or if you go 15-11, that's okay, but you haven't won anything. You still have another 136 games to go. And we have to start thinking that about baseball again. Opening day is coming up. It's only 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away. April 8th, as the Marlins come in town with that good pitching staff. And it's a glorious day in San Francisco, opening day. I love it. I love opening day in San Francisco. When I was a lawyer, we used to take the whole office and a whole bunch of people to opening day, and I haven't missed one in a long time. So that is coming up, and believe me, it's right around the corner. All right, we've got a good show for you today. Bill and Kerry will be joining me shortly, but we want to bring in Raph. Is Gene there? Okay, Gene Frith is going to join us in just a second. And Jean, of course, is one of the preeminent photojournalists in the country. She is just the best, and she has recorded beautiful, beautiful photojournalism stories of baseball. Her book, Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin, is one of the fabulous books that tell the story of what baseball is all about. So Jean is going to join us. We're going to talk about what she's got coming up and how she does that. And then Bill Kerry and I will chat a bit. Mark A. Simon from Sports Info Solutions. Mark is fabulous with his insights and statistics. Will be with us. Bruce Jenkins will join us around noon. And Maria Gordado around 12:25 today out at the ballpark. So we'll find out a little bit more about the Giants. But the Giants, as I said, not hitting a lot right now. But it is spring training, and I think the pitchers are well ahead of the hitters right now. There are so many pitchers that come in fighting for jobs, and they come in throwing 94 and 95. And the hitters, you know, at this point of spring training, you're just getting your feet on the ground. You've spent about a week just tracking pitches. What that means is just standing at the plate and not even swinging, just trying to understand what the strike zone is again. Not that way this year. The players have been thrown into the middle of it right now without a lot of spring training. And for this Giants ball club, the hitting has taken some time to come around. No problem, but it is something to keep in mind. All right, Gene Frith joins us. Gene, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Marty?
Very well, and it's always great to see you at the ballpark. And as I said, you are the preeminent photojournalist of baseball. And tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about your work and how you put it together. But how did you get involved with baseball?
Yeah, I was My family was, we grew up in New York. My family was actually a hockey family, not a baseball family, New York Rangers. But my grandfather was a Mets fan, and that's kind of my early days of remembering baseball was he always listened to. He liked baseball on the radio. My love for baseball came years later when I started coaching my son's rookie ball team in Northern California, Healdsburg, California. And Little League called me and asked me to coach Little League. They said that they heard I was a coach, and I said, oh, I'm not really much of a coach. You don't want me. But they wanted women coaches, and they said they would train me. So I was already doing portrait photography and had a portrait business with two women in Northern California. Of course, it was all film at the time, black and white, and started coaching Little League and absolutely fell in love with the amateur game and all the stories around it.
Wow, beautiful. And, you know, when I say photojournalism, and I think back to my days at the University of Florida, and that was one of the courses that people could take, what is photojournalism? Because as you just described it, you tell the story of youth in baseball, and you've been all over the world recording these stories. Tell us what is really photojournalism? What is it?
You know, it's exactly that. It's telling the story, the stories with photos. And for me, a great photo, you can look at the photo and it doesn't need a caption. It tells the story. And that's always been my goal with my sports photography. I love action, and action is exhilarating. And of course, I shoot action, but my passion lies in telling the stories of baseball around the world.
Yeah, and you've been to many countries. Challenges of doing it? I mean, here you are learning baseball in Northern California. Next thing you know, you're in the middle of the Dominican Republic taking pictures. What's that like?
Oh, it is so many challenges, but the more you go and the more comfortable you get and the more the players and coaches know you, of course, the challenges then, you know, get easier and the pictures, you get your shots more consistently. And really, like anything else, I mean, the more you know the game and the more consistently you document the game, the better you get at it as well. You know, and at this point, it's my passion. And even places like the Dominican Republic, getting around, trying to figure things out, you know, speaking very little Spanish. I've been really welcomed in so many places, and now I've gone back so many years. I was just in the Dominican Republic for the Caribbean series, and now it's old homes week. Everybody who I see, I've seen them before. All the photographers that are shooting from all different places come, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Cuba. And it's great to see these photographers and then see the players and coaches year after year.
No, that's how I feel when I see you at the ballpark. You know, it's our community. And you do the best job of anybody, I think, of recording the photos of the community. What do you look for when you go to some place like Venezuela or the Dominican Republic or the middle of Oklahoma and you take pictures? What are you looking for? What is the shot you're looking for? What is the story you're looking for?
You know, when I'm documenting the amateur game, it's so much different than shooting a professional game for me. These photos need to show a sense of place. It needs to tell a story. And ideally, it shows the culture. And baseball is played the same everywhere around the world, but it looks different in different places. And what I want when people look at a baseball photo from Oklahoma, they can see, wow, that's in Oklahoma because it looks different than the Dominican Republic. It looks different than L.A. It looks different than Cuba and certainly Japan. So it's telling the stories of the cultures of baseball around baseball. That makes it interesting for me.
Mm. You can follow Gene on Twitter at Gene Fruth, JeanFruth. And the book I talked about, I know you have another one coming out, but let's talk about Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, I was, as you know, the amateur game is my passion. It's what I love the most. Before, it's not about contracts and money and lockouts or anything like that. It's really just the passion for the game, you know, just the pure love of the game. And that's why I always go back to Grassroots. So when I was shooting professional baseball around the world for the Baseball Hall of Fame and then later La Vida Baseball, I would always take time to shoot the grassroots game, the amateur game. So if I was in Japan shooting the World Baseball Classic, I would try to find a Little League game in Tokyo, you know, or if I'm in the Dominican Republic shooting Winter League, I'd try to go to San Pedro de Macorís in the morning and see if I could find baseball on the streets. And it was really just a passion project. You know, these a lot, most of the images hadn't been seen before. And then after connecting with Hall of Famers and taking portraits and doing projects with them and getting to know them, I decided to reach out to them and see if they would tell their stories of what it was like playing baseball in their youngest years and then tie it with the region that they came from.
Wow, beautiful. And that's grassroots baseball, where legends begin. You know, it's amazing as I listen to you talk about the places you've been, and I'm saying, is there anybody in baseball who's been to as many places as Gene? I'm not sure. Really, seriously, anybody else that, you know, you're on the circuit, you go to all these places. Is there anybody you see that does what you do?
It is. It's a niche for sure, you know, and I love all of it. You know, photographers, young photographers will say, how do I get onto a major league field? And of course, major league fields are exciting. Shooting the World Series is exciting. But the joy I find going to a minor league ballpark, going to a little league ballpark, seeing old guys play stickball on the streets of New York brings me just as much, if not more, joy. So it's certainly a passion. And after Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin, was released, I partnered up with Jeff Idelson, who retired from the Baseball Hall of Fame, and we started a not-for-profit called Grassroots Baseball. And it's a give back to the game and, you know, what we love. And for me, also a give back to photography and give back to my community. And we had a great start. We decided to start along Route 66, and we did clinics with Boys and Girls Clubs all along Route 66. Hall of Famers joined us, retired players. Each kid got a new Rawlings baseball glove and ball. And it was just a terrific experience all the way through. And 3 years later, Grassroots Baseball Route 66 will be out next month.
Boy, I can't wait, and we'll have you on the show when that comes out. Boy, the pictures are terrific.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite spot? And we talked about Cuba and Japan and San Pedro de Macorís and all these fabulous baseball places. Do you have one that you go to and say, boy, this is going to be fun? This is one I'm looking forward to.
I do. I love Cuba. Well, in recent years now, there's cell phones. But up until recently, especially if you leave Havana and you go more to the outskirts of the island in different places, you know, the stadiums are filled like it's a World Series game, but it's just a regular Winter League game, you know, and it costs really nothing to get in, you know, very inexpensive. And everybody's paying attention to the game and watching the game. You know, they're not on their cell phones. A lot of them don't even have cell phones. I mean, changing, of course, now in recent history, but I love that. And just seeing different cultures, you know, is interesting to me. So any place new that I'm going to go shoot baseball is exciting for me to see what it's going to look like, what it's going to sound like, you know, who am I going to meet, and the connections that you make that become, you know, lifelong friends.
Yeah, I was in Cuba. I spent 2 weeks there. We took about 75 people on two separate trips. And got to see some games in Cuba and got to see the kids playing in the street. Got to see the men with their total baseball books arguing about statistics. You remember that scene in the square?
Oh, yeah. Parque Central. Yeah, photographed that. That's a terrific scene. And they're holding newspapers, which you don't see.
Amazing.
Love that.
Yeah, just arguing about different things. And then I got to go to a game in was it Manzanilla? I think, I forget. Matanzas.
Yep. Matanzas.
Yeah, and the home of Campy Campanaris and others. And it was fabulous because the whole town showed up. And, for 10 cents or whatever it was, the whole town showed up. There was music and singing and probably similar to what you've seen in other countries. But they knew the game cold. And if someone made a mistake on the field, the manager came out and yelled at the player on the field during the game. These are pros. This is Cespedes' brother and people like that. So Cuba, for me, was really special.
It is. It's a special place. And they certainly know and love their baseball.
Boy, so grassroots baseball, where legends begin. Where does someone get that if they want to get that? Because that's really, with the Hall of Fame interviews and the pictures, it's really special. I know you've been on before talking about it. But where would someone get that book?
So that you can get that at grassrootsbaseball.org, as well as the new book is available for pre-order on grassrootsbaseball.org as well. And that one will be out at the end of April. But Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin, is available on our website. And you can see our new projects that we're working on now after we wrap up Route 66. We're already heading into a new venture that I'm really excited about and keeps me busy and keeps me in baseball year-round.
Cool. And what are you doing down here in Scottsdale?
So I'm covering just I'm going to a different stadium each day. I want to do the sights and sounds of spring training. You know, it's just like you said, it's so great to see baseball friends that you haven't seen. Now the season is starting, and I got to see you yesterday and seeing coaches and managers and media that I haven't seen, you know, since last season. So it's such a nice time of year getting started at spring training. So each day I'll go to a different ballpark and I try to get to them early and just get the guys warming up, you know, just really telling the story about spring training. As you know, it's not about the games or the score.
No, I can't wait to see the work, but you're right. Spring training, you're right. That's so true. And I've said this on the show for years. Spring training is bonding again with baseball and getting used to, you know, three outs in an inning, nine innings being played, not seven. And the game that we love, it's getting reacquainted with it, and you do it through the photojournalism. Gene, thanks for being on. It's a pleasure. We'll look forward to seeing you later in this season when the new book comes out.
Oh, thanks, Marty. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you back in the Bay.
Absolutely. All right, that is Gene Freuth. As I said, Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin, and, of course, the new book is coming out as well. All right, more coming up. Bill Carey and I will kick it around and get you ready for baseball today, the Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Hunter Greene is pitching for the Reds today, and that's a name not many people know, but, boy, he was a heralded prospect just a couple of years ago. Could be a hitter, pitcher, 98, that kind of stuff. So the game today, Hunter Greene and Alex Wood, and we'll give you the lineups as well. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.